Zimbabwe.
Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Laptop. We are broadcasting from our homes as usual. My co-host, Marvelous Mtsanga, here with me. Oh, she's coming up now. Sorry about that.
Yes, welcome to Live Talk today on the Diaspora Forum this Wednesday, August the 25th. We are going to be discussing various issues. And as you know, this is a segment that's literally there for the diaspora and those around in different countries, that people that come from Zimbabwe. So we will be discussing about various issues tonight. And we would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are not able to give you our usual show since we're broadcasting from our homes. And I'm in Washington, D.C. And my name is Marvelous Mtsanga Nyahuye.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that you can also tune in to us. You can go to the internet on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and also don't forget www.voandebele.com.
Thanks again for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. Like my co-host, Marvelous Mtsanga Nyahuye, said, this evening we are talking about a number of issues, and top on those issues is the deportation of Zimbabweans from the United Kingdom.
And the United Kingdom started a program to deport ex-convicts from other countries, including Zimbabwe. Last month, 14 Zimbabweans were deported from the United Kingdom.
And tomorrow, another batch of about 50 people are scheduled to be deported to Harare.
But first, let's give you an update on the COVID situation in the country, where we've seen also the government today announced that there will be an extension of the two-week lockdown.
And as at 24 August, that's yesterday, Zimbabwe had 123,320 confirmed cases, including 108,660 recoveries and 4,320 deaths. To date, a total of 2,382,359 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And in its latest situation report, the Minister of Health says 27 deaths were reported due to COVID-19 yesterday, while 319 people tested positive for the coronavirus.
Yes, Zimbabwe, welcome again to the show. Siyalincusa, siyalibingelela ke lingene kuhlelo lwethu lwe Studio 7 Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke siku Diaspora Forum, lapho esixoxa khona indaba ezithiyeneyo, indaba ezibalisa ke udaba lokususwa kwabantu e-United Kingdom, besuswa ke nguhulumende wakhonale e-United Kingdom. Njalo sizaxoxa labanye silabo othakangwenya, silabo lamhlanje kuhlelo. Sizathi sesixoxa labo ke umnumzana uthakangwenya, kodwa kakathesi ke sesixoxa ke lo mnumzana Pardon Tafumanei, igqwetha elimele lona abantu abavela eZimbabwe abase-United Kingdom. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having us. It's always an honor and a privilege to be of service to you.
Thank you so much. Now, can you give us an update of the situation? We understand 50 more people are about to be deported from the United Kingdom. What's the latest situation on that?
Yes, indeed, it is, that is a correct submission, that there is targeted individuals to be removed from the UK in the wake of the Home Secretary's previous stance to remove foreign criminals, who include not just Zimbabweans only, but other nationalities out of the UK, those individuals who have been seen that they are a danger to the British community, because of the nature of offenses they've committed, as well as because of the length of prison they have served. So what you get to understand is that obviously by the virtue of the length of your prison term, it actually shows how society is against such kind of persons to be let out into the British community and to continue living in the British community. So because you are a foreigner, the Home Secretary is targeting those, whether you have been granted asylum or not, or you are illegal, doesn't matter your status. They have revoked those that have got refugee status because of those criminal offenses, and they are bent to remove them back to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, mnumzana ungasitshela ukuthi bonabo okuthiwa bayasuka kahle kahle basuka nini lamuhla kumbe kusasa?
From the removal directions that we have, the chartered flight is actually scheduled 25, which is today. Not knowing about whether there's any logistics problems or anything like that, which might cause it to leave tomorrow. But the paperwork that we have is for today, 25 August.
Okay. Yeah, marvelous. He's all yours. He speaks Shona too, right? Yeah, kulumi Shona.
I'm multilingual. I'm a proper Zimbabwean.
What? Not Simba. I'm getting some guru kuti. Shaka mira si. Panyaya yeku buri kwafuteitwa bangovan. Vachidza imomo Britain, vachienda kuZimbabwe, zviri kufamba senzi, yana ari kuwanikwa iye achinzova dzokere kumusha.
Nyaya iri panapa ndeyekuti hurumende yekuUK iri kuti iyo pane vanhu vakaita mhosva dzakasiyana siyana dzakaita kuti vanhu ivavo vapiwe mutongo unodarika iyo 12 months. Hazvinei kuti imhosva ipi. Saka tiri kutarisira kuti kune vamwe vanhu vakatoita madrink driving offences, kune vamwe vaita zvekuba, kune vamwe vaita zvemadrugs, kune vamwe vakatoita mhondi kutouraya vanhu. As long as munhu iyeye akapinda muturongo kwemore than 12 months, ndo target yavari kutageta vanhu ivavo kuti vadzokere zvekare kuZimbabwe. Hazvinei kuti akambopotera zviya zvekusika asylum, vari kurivhoka maasylum iwawo kuti ngavadzokere, because maforeigners ngavadzokere kumusha kwavo. Ndo nyaya iripo apa.
Tombotarisa kuti pane vamwe vatakaona vachidzorerwa kumusha, muri kumbonzwa here kuti ivava vakagara sei kwavari ikoko kuZimbabwe? Uyezve tainzwa kuti kana uchinge wakwanisa kutaura nemagweta, unogona kunge uchimbopiwa tumazuva twokuti urambe uri muBritain kana zvimwe zvakadaro. Zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyo?
Chekutanga, kuna avo vakaenda kuZimbabwe, other than zvatakaonawo zvichibudirirawo munhepfenyuro dzekuZBC, zvekuti vakasvika zvakanaka, that's all that we have in terms of kuti vakazonoita sei, kwavakazoenda vakaa sei, vakagara sei. Hatisati taziva information iyoyo. And munongozivawo kuti kusvika kwevanhu vanenge vari vakatarisirwa nenyika dzese kuti vanhu ivavava vari kunzi vaendeswa kuZimbabwe, and I'm sure hurumende yekuZimbabwe inenge yakaitawo chitsidzo chekuti aiwa mukavaunza hatiushungurudza and so on. Saka vanenge vachidawo kuti vatevedzere zvavanenge vakabvumirana nehurumende yekuBritain kuti aiwa kana tavaunza toda kuita. Zvinotora nguva kuti unyatso kuzoziva kuuya wakazouya akazoare wakazonogara kuchitungwiza akagara sei ko ikoko, ari kutambirwa sei nemanebhas ake, and so on and so forth. Some of these things zvinotora nguva kuti unyatsoziva kuti munhu iyeye zveshu aanyatsogara zvakanaka.
Saka ava vari kutarisirwa kuti vadzokere kuZimbabwe vari kutarisirwa kuti vanoenda rii uyezve vangati?
From the clients that have come here, chartered flight in the year 25 August. Those who are arriving reku wamuruza. Number zevanu zino anzoneza kutunya soziva kuti are they 2050 or so on. Chikon zero. Ndechekuti iko iye zvino vari kuendawo havachanyanyo kupublishaiza manumbers evanhu, because I think vanongofungirawo kuti it raises a lot of alarm and despondence. But the fact of the matter is that you tend to know kuti vanhu vangani at the point of departure or at the point of arrival, because kutaura kwatiri kutoita ikoko kune vamwe vaendesa nyaya dzavo kuhigh court vachiri kuita fight nyaya dzavo kumatare. Saka vanogona kuzonzi aiwa vasasaende. Saka it's very difficult to say the numbers, but we know the flight is there and we know there's some people that are going to go.
Mataura inei nyaya yekuhigh court, ko hazviite here kuti vese ivava vari palist iyoyo vaendewo kuhigh court iko?
Ikodzero yemunhu wese kuti kana vachikwanisa kuti vaende vanopinza nyaya dzavo kuhigh court vanogona kuzviita izvozvo. Magweta aripo anenge akamirira nyaya idzodzo. Chinongoti wanze kunetsa ndiyo nyaya yekushaya vamiriri vanogona kuvamiririra nemari dzacho dzinenge dzichida kuzobhadharwawo. And uyezve zvinhu zvinenge zvakuitiwa nekumhanya mhanya uyezvezve zvakunetsa nokutsvaka umbowo hwacho hunenge huchidikamwa kuti munhu azoratidzawo high court kuti kubva musi wamakambondirambira paya nyaya yangu yachinja, zvaita kuti ichinje nezvizvi nezvizvi nezvizvizvi. Umbowo hwacho behuu nehuu nehuu, munhu kana anga avharirwa kuti achikwanisa kuti achiburisa umbowo ihwohwo zvakukoneka. Haikoti kana even yakutarisa inenge yakutarisa kuti hapana umbowo hungaita kuti tichinje decision yedu. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatinokurudzira vanhu vanenge vachiziva kuti vane nyaya dzavakapara kuti musangogara mozongomirira kubatwa. Kana wabatwa hauchakwanisi kuita zvinhu. Chimhanya iyeko zvino, onai magweta enyu. Kana paripo vamwe vanenge vachida kuti vawanirwewo maspecialist reports angadai ari kumapsychiatrist, macountry experts, masocial workers reports, zvese izvozvo zvinoda time. Nguva nenguva tinoti takuvaaprocha munhu avharirwa vanenge vachiri kutaura kuti haoma vanhu vanonogava kuti tichitanga kuita report iri comprehensive hatisina time. And uyezve wozoona kuti vanhu vanozoguma vakuenda even nyange zvavo vanga vachikwanisa kuti vaadvance case iri better, is because panenge pakushayikwa nguva, pakushayikwa time, pakushayikwa mari dzinobatsira vanhu ivavo.
Saka vanenge vachida rubatsiro rwamuri kutaurwa urwu vanokubatai kupi imi, uyezve vamataura kuti kambani yenyu inonzi chii, munobatsira sei?
Isu tiri magweta, we are based here kucity inonzi Leicester in the Midlands. Kambani yedu inonzi PT Law and Associates iri muno Leicester, Bishop Street, 6 Bishop Street, LE16AF. Kana achida kutibata parunhare dzetelefoni number is 0116 482 6588. Muchida kutibata pa mobile or email, you can get it, is very easy. It's pardon as in PARDON at ptlaw.org. Mobile number is 0782708 3894. Nona kutibata pa number izozo.
Hayi, kuyezwakala mnumzana. Manje ungasela ukuthi udaba lona lolo lokuthi abantu baxotshwe, izizalwane zeZimbabwe ziluphatha njani ezikhona ngapho kwele UK? Bakhona yini abalilandayo bengelamacala, bengaze bedala amacala, befuna ukuzwisisa nawo ukuthi labo bengabanjwa?
Okwakhathesi sikhangelana laba abadala amacala, but silabo omunye uzulu abangayenzi or abasele ndaba zabo ezike zangena ziyalwa okwesikhathi eside and for many times. Sicebisa uzulu ukuthi ungabona sokuyisiphithiphithi kunje befuna ukuthi bebisele abantu abangakalungisi indaba zabo, bazathi beqeda laba bazabe belanda kulabo abangabi lani la maphepha abo. So ungezwa kukhala next door la ukwazi ukuthi kuwe ngapha kurayithanga la ugijima la uqalisa ukwenzani ulungisisa iindaba zakho. Into esiphatha kakhulu Mr. Gandhi lapha, abanye laba abayenza amacala labo bakhona abanye ababuye lapha belama-5 years okuzalwa, abanye belama-7 years, abanye 10 years, babuye bengabantwana. Not everyone, but there are others ababuyile sibengabantwana, abantu babuye lapha bafunda from primary to secondary school. Ubugangi wonke babufunde lapha, hayikhona eZimbabwe. Ubuhlungu bakhona ukuthi sebebafisa leZimbabwe because they are foreigners. But ubugangi lobo babufundela apa UK. Abazali befundise ongogo wabo eMbonqane kumbe eMrambinda ukuthi kwenza konke lokho. So uhulumende weUK ubapisela ekhaya because ngama foreigners, which is very disturbing. But ubugangi lobo babufundela. So now a question yokuthi sebesithi I know what because you are not of us. Isesilibisela kini. But ubugangi lobo bafundiswe khonapha ngama British akhona nalawo khona. So i-rehabilitation processes yabantu laba is going to be very difficult in Zimbabwe because knowing ukuthi Zimbabwe la ayila ma resources and facilities to rehabilitate some of these offenders, it's going to be very difficult. They are literally pushing the blame and passing the back to Zimbabwe. But like I say, these are British groomed criminals. Yes, ikhona enye ibranch yabanye labo abasuka eZimbabwe sebebadala babuya bazodala amacala abo la. Well, it's a different category lawo. But we are very concerned about those akade bengabantwana who led their criminal activities here in the UK. And the British government is literally pushing that back to Zimbabwe. And I think the Zimbabwean government needs to actually address these issues. Because you cannot just say because they are Zimbabweans, they must come because they have committed crime. You have got to scrutinize these things and say, in all intents and purposes, these youngsters, these persons are everything British, including the criminal activities which they have led in Britain. Why should they come bezohlupa uZulu weZimbabwe simply because they are Zimbabweans? And we don't condone the criminal activities, but they have to scrutinize that.
Hayi kuyozwakala, isibongile. Asazi ukuthi uza prefer ukubamba kancane or you are maybe done for the day for us.
It's fine. I'm more than happy to stay on if you need me because I'm very passionate about these things. I'm a lawyer. No, that's what we want to see. We have got to balance the scales.
I know.
At least, the British public wants to be protected from criminals. But at the same time, we've got to weigh those situations and say, yes, there are others that need to go, and they will have to go. But there are others where we feel that, I think here you're just being disproportionate here. There's other things that need to be looked at other than that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Marvelous. Mr. Ngwenya has been holding on for some time. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ngwenya.
Listen, I was really touched by...
Pastor Ngwenya, I'm not sure whether there's something wrong with your audio. Please, I'm not sure if you can hear.
I thought maybe... The car is moving or something.
It's better now because we are going to be on radio as well. So
muted now, you can't talk.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out what could be
the problem.
Okay, let me see what I think.
Hello, I think what we're trying to sort out.
Can you hear me now?
We have Mr. Buramatunu as well, but we can only see the roof.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, but we still have the interference.
Okay, so let me come out and then come back.
Thank you very much. I wanna see Chukusikwa Neva Chinchwa Jesuwami Bari Munchimbu Sakasiana Siana Uyjina Seta Umburakanata Takwanso Git Sitsikwa and Mujare Masi Kuramatunu Batinga Timushina Praz. Varipano nesu msua msue chitatu kudai August 25 variku uyeza kutuwa kazi vejazire kutika ule nabo atinyato ntuwa kutiko waka jigona sei kutiba wani kwa imo vachitenga prazi kwa wabuwa ino pasiro se rakata sana nebe ndare COVID-19 asi waka tutenga prazi rabo ivo nemkomo wabu asilega iti nsuwe kwa vari. Halo mshare masi kura matunu.
Halo ndroko zbika chakana kere.
Chaisho, kukunya tokukunzi kwa hivu. Mungati itana nguroondo yenyu, ye kutenga kwa maka itaprazi renyu ere, semuzi mai arimono imo mnomba Amerika, uye shemuri chijaru kwa shetezi mbamu.
Tana nguroendinga ape, ndekuti prazili takaripuwa na mwari chokwadi. Nekuti tangati na tari siro ya kuti tichatenga prazi. Zatikaitika tangati makore mashano agafura. Ndai ndinofara shukona zimba zenge sitengeswa ne kungwana my ideas and you know so ukuno kuwano ati ma open house. Saka ndaingo fombo shungu ndichona zimba zanzipo. Ndika vandatawara na ruta umuimu imbae ndanda wana. Chita imbae dai sina kunya ukurisa sina kunya isinga juri. Dai I would like to buy it kuti ndite a tea house. Zvikanza handicha kutsvagira inoendera nezvekuda kuita. Fast forward 5 years, which was last year 2020, ngwa tatopinda mucovid munana June. He called me and I didn't even realize kuti anga achi ku remember conversation yetanga taita yekuti ndaida nzvimbo iyi. Akabva anditi pane nzvimbo yendaona ukaona endofunga uchafara kwazvo nekuti ine maviews akanaka and vanhu vakauya panapa I think vangapafarire zvikuru. Ndakaenda ndikanoona nzvimbo iyi ndikaona zvairi farm and iri also in a farming community but iri very close to the city. Indogara kunonzi kuGettysburg muno Maryland and ndikabva pambo pano pamba kusvika panzvi paprazi rediroro i23 minutes. Saka tatarisa nzvimbo yandikati konda handiri kuti paenda tea house zvikanzi asitarisa potential yenzvimbo ishi ndokutenga kwetakaita prazi iri kubva tatofunga kuti since nzvimbo yacho yakakura ngatiitei zvekurima tozoita zvimwe futi zvazvida kuita izvi tine maplani akawanda epanzvimbo apa asi pari zvino tiri kumborima.
Tirikuona kuti muri kuronga ini kuti vanhu vauye kuzoshanya papurazi renyu nemusiwechishanu nemugovera uyezve matimu moshanda nemukoma wenyu muri kutoshanda mabasa aya full time here kana kuti pane kumwe kwamunoshanda?
Pane kumwe kwatinoshanda. Mukoma wangu ndiprofesor pauniversity, iniwo ndiri a budget analyst muhurumende yekunoko. Tinotoshanda mabasa iwayo full time. Asi saka kana tichifama mukoma wangu masama anoita sama anenge ari pasummer break. Asi aitichiwo summer school. Saka taitomukira kuma5 toenda kuprazi todzoka kuma8:30 totanga basa. Tozodzokera zveita pedza basa. Neweekend yese taiswera tiriko. Tine rombo rakanaka nekuti kunoku kubasa kwangu nini tinobvunzwa kukompresa ma-hours angu ese into 4 days. Saka ndinoshanda Monday to Thursday, Friday ndoita off. Ndopa ndinoenda kuprazi ni Saturday.
Tombotarisa zvirimwa zviri paprazi renyu apa hazvakamira sei uyezve sekutaura kwamaita mataura imi kuti makatanga panguva yecovid manga musiri kutya here nekuti ndinoona kuti vanhu vazhinji vakatadzwa kana kubuda muzimba 6 months covid ichipinda asi imi muri kutaura kuti makakwanisa kutenga purazi renyu panguva iyoyo.
Kuronga kwamwari. Saka mucovid imomo zveshuwa tanga tisina kutarisira zvindambotaura kuti hatisina kutarisira kuti tichange tichitenga purazi iri asi zvakangoitika. Isi hatina kunyanya kutya nekuti tinenge tiri mumafuramhepo pasina vanhu vakawanda wanda. Vanotouyapo vanenge vato kazhinji vanoya vato vane appointment and also tinoteedzera mutemo wecovid kuti tiite ma6 feet apart ende vanhu vanopfeka mamask kana zvichibvira asi nekutiwo kumafuramhepo hazvizonyanya kutyisa nekunge tiri mukati.
Muri kurima zvirimwa zvipi?
Takarima zvetakanyanya kurima chibage chekumusha. Saka tine about 4 to 5 acres echibage chekumusha. Takarimawo mananga asi tiri kuona kuti pamananga apa vanhu vari kuda muriwo wacho muboora ndiwo vari kunyanya kuda ndiwo unonyanya kutengwa nevanhu vekumusha kwedu vekuzimbabwe asi tichiona kuti zvizvarwa zvemuafrica tasingatomuzivi kuti vanodyowo taitofunga kuti tisi tega vari kutengawo zvikuru especially wekukenya wekutanzania newekuzambia.
Maybe tell us in English about you have just bought a farm. How did you do that as a young lady? You're working here in the United States and it was during also the COVID pandemic. How did you do that and how big is the farm and where is it?
I think when we had a short discussion earlier, I think yesterday, I was saying that I love to go and look at houses that are on the market just to get ideas about, you know, current trends. And so I visited one house and I really, when I went in there, I thought, wow, if this house wasn't so expensive, I would buy it to do a tea house or just an event place. So I was speaking to the realtor and I explained that to him. And then he said, well, I'll find you something. And that was 5 years ago. And then fast forward to 5 years in 2020, he calls me and he says, I found this beautiful place where you can do your events and tea house. So to my surprise, when I got there, this was a complete farm. It was actually a dairy farm prior to us buying it. And so I fell in love with it because of the views and also just, when you come to it, you'll see, you understand what I mean. And so I spoke to my sister and we decided that we'd buy this place and we have no regrets. And so because, you know, it's in farmland, we then decided that we would also farm. And at the moment we are farming produce that is focused on the African immigrants. So we are growing corn, but not the sweet corn that's grown here in the United States, but the corn that we are used to that's a little bit hard and that you boil for a while or you can grill. We are also growing pumpkins, but we are finding that, as you and I know, that most of our people love the leaves more than they love the pumpkins. So they are buying the pumpkin leaves, which we in Shona we call mbora, and I think in Ndebele it's called umbobola. And we are also growing okra, delele, derere. And we also have tomatoes, we have a bit of onions, and we are growing Swiss chard, which in we know as spinach. We did grow mustard greens, tunga, and we grew rape and kovo, but that's all been sold out, and we are going into our next phase to grow those. So we are very happy with the support that we are getting from our Zimbabwean community and also the Africans in the DMV in general.
Mm. Thank you so much, there, Chris. Chris, we can't hear you.
Okay, yeah. I was saying very interesting stuff there. We'll come and get some more there.
Please do.
Yeah, sure. Marvelous. Let's try again, Mr. Chakangwenya. I hope this time we will be able to hear him, Mr. Ngwenya. Let's hear what he has to say. Mr. Ngwenya, can you hear us now?
Yes, the question is...
It's sounding much, much better. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Ngwenya, makunya sonzbika yezvezvi. Muri kunzwa apo tanga tiri kutaura nechimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vari muno vakatenga prize. Imi kwamuri kunyuyo uko muri kuti mune chirongwa chamuinacho chekubatanidza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muno muAmerica uyezve pane mabiko amakaronga. Mungatitaurawo kuti ndearini.
Sorry, can you hold on a second? Some technical.
Okay, so we were hearing there from Masigura Matunu, who is a local Zimbabwean based in Maryland, who with her sister and bought a farm, but we're crossing over now to Pastor Chakangwenya Mambotunzone, Shabbat Peter Kunio, and then Ryan Benishenu in Fubis.
Kunyu York kuno ku September 4th tine yekutanga yatoti African Festival and Flea Market. Vana ve Zimbabwe vari kuuya kuzova ma vendors vachiratidza zvi dai kuenda pane mwe mbovola kana paina ne mbovola anongoudzawo mbovola yake vanotengesa hembe vanotengesa zvavanotengesa vanobika vanodini vari kuuya kuzoita izvozvo kuHarlem musi wa September 4th from 8 o'clock in the morning. Kushika 6 o'clock, Tengetrimbo Street, Chirongwa, Chichiribu Baku, social group, Zim Family USA, Zim Family USA, Tiripa Facebook, pa Instagram, pa Twitter, the idea, Jirongwa, Timanawe Zimbabwe, Wasangane, Varimuno, America, Vajitaura, Opam Sorpe, Upenyu, Wawo, Yumuma, Muna, Jogu, forward, ama videos, zvekuisa zvemamusic videos zvekufowarda madhis and that kutsvaga mari vanhu vanongosangana zvii zvatinoti organic zviya zviya vanhu vachingotaura pamusoro peupenyu hwavo nekubatsirana nemagariro neutano vachiyamurana paZim Family USA. So ukapinda mugrupu wacho unoona kuti mugrupu hamuna masiyana nemamagrupu ese, hamuna politics, hamuna mundevere, hamuna mushona, hamuna mukaranga. Tinotaura pamusoro paizvozvo, but we don't talk politics at all. Tongotaura zvinhu zvinobatsira vana veZimbabwe.
Okay. Maybe just take us through. You have started a group on social media and you are planning to have an event there in New York. Tell us a little bit about this group and your event and how it's going to be Zimbabweans in the diaspora.
So the group is called Zim Family USA. Zim Family USA is available on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. If you are in the U.S., we are asking you to become one of our members. It's a social group. It's just Zimbabweans coming together. We are tired of hearing people talk about other countries. Oh, the Zambians can do this, the Kenyans can do this, the Tanzanians can do this, and never hearing what Zimbabweans can do. So we are saying, listen, guys, forget about politics. Forget about all the things that divide us. Let's come together and be organic. And when you come into the social group, we've got a WhatsApp group. In Marakato Zara, we are filling another one. When you come in the group, we are talking about life, talking about things that can help us in Zimbabwe, in the United States of America, the organizations, the charity work that we do that help other Zimbabweans. And that's what we do. So far, we've sent masks to Zimbabwe, and we're doing other things. We're trying to do workshops and events that can help Zimbabweans who are in the United States of America right now. Zim Family USA is the group. Is found on Facebook, Instagram, and even on Twitter.
And how many members would you say you currently have at the moment? And how diverse is the membership?
So you know the problem with WhatsApp. So we just filled one group with 250 members. So we just started another group. The second group. We wish we could have everybody in one group. So we're trying to see if people can just, come on Facebook and Instagram so that we can all see each other. Because the idea is to organically communicate. Talk about Mutupu Wako, talk about your life, talk about the things that you're doing. On Saturdays, we usually try to show each other pictures, others traveling, how do you travel, how do you set your, how do you take care of your children, how do you take care of each other, how do you communicate with Vanwarugu Zimbabwe. Do you know, Marvelous, that there's a lot of Zimbabweans here who need a lot of counseling, a lot of us. You know, including maybe all of us, for what? How do you deal with Nyaya Kuti? Every day you're sending money to Zimbabwe, but for some reason, nothing seems to be changing near Amadzedu Zirugu Zimbabwe. You need counseling. You need to know how to deal with Vanwarugu Zimbabwe, because sometimes you think that you're helping them when you are enabling them to do what they're not supposed to be doing. So all those things, we talk about them even in this group. So it's a social group, but it's very beneficial. It's very organic. Advertisers, we're not looking for money. We just want Zimbabweans to come together and build things that is sustainable.
So this is getting together on social media, or you are planning to meet physically as a Zimbabwean?
We're planning to meet physically. So this Saturday is going to be September 4th is our second event. It's going to be physical, you know. So obviously we'll stream it live as well, but this is our second event that we're meeting physically. We've met on Zoom, but now, again, the idea is to meet physically. We're looking forward to a Christmas party in New York, where all Zimbabwean kind of Christmas party. And next year we're looking at 3 days of just coming together as on a festival of some sort as Zimbabweans. Jones, I'm a musician, you'll be surprised how prominent or how amazing Zimbabweans are or how successful they are even as individuals. But now we're saying let's come together and showcase. Let's show the world. Let's show New York. Let's show the United States what we can do as Zimbabweans. Tired again.
And, maybe let me just come in there. So how are you treating the COVID-19 protocols? Because we had an event in Pennsylvania, a week ago. How is COVID-19 impacting some of these activities that you want to do?
So, in New York, we're actually following the CDC guidelines. And obviously, we're encouraging people to be vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, make sure you wear your mask. And we are actually asking everybody to wear their mask. you know. And I think that's the safest way of doing anything. So we are encouraging people. So we are really following the CDC guidelines. We don't want anybody to be caught on the wrong end of this disease. We know that we are tired of the pandemic, but the pandemic is not tired of us. So we realize that.
Mm. And how big is the Zimbabwe community in New York, and how many people are you expecting?
One of the things that we are hoping and praying for one day is to know how many Zimbabweans are in New York. And basically, we are doing this gradually so that we know how many Zimbabweans are in New York. So right now, we don't know, because a lot of them are coming out of the woodwork. Some of them are like, you know, listen, I never wanted to be associated with the Zimbabweans, but now I'm excited to, because you are doing something that is different, that is non-political, doing charity work. And so people are excited. So we don't know the number. We don't know the number, but it's high time Zimbabweans become Zimbabweans wherever they could be. And we are intelligent people. We're very smart people. We're educated people, but our actions don't show that. So Zim Family USA is trying to do something different. Forget about looking for money. Forget about looking for fame and others. Let's just come together as Zimbabweans. Let's socialize. Let's talk about the issues, the mental health issues that are affecting our children, the issues that are affecting us, our marriages, yeah, single women, single parents, they need help. So let's talk about those things before we even think about, oh, we want to help Zimbabwe, we want to help Zimbabwe, absolutely, in the process. But let's take care of ourselves first before we can even take care of somebody else. Oh. So that's what we're doing in Zim Family USA, Zim Family USA.
This weekend. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, so next September 4th. September 4th, that's next week, yes.
Okay. So there you are, Mr. Tapfumane. You can hear what Mr. Chakangwenya was saying. He's talking about, you know, the need to counsel people. You are a counselor in a way, because you lawyers are called counselors. What do you make of the Zimbabweans in the diaspora and their problems as espoused by Mr. Chakangwenya? What do you make of them?
Yes, indeed. These are very life issues. Myself, my background is not only my lawyer, I'm also a pastor as well. I perfectly understand what he's saying, and there are issues in the diaspora. We have seen a lot of problems, domestic violence, even there in the U.S., you guys have seen Zimbabwean men and wives, the issues of drugs and so on. So I think when we turn our attention to the positive things that we can do as a nation, than focusing on the bad side, we can be able to achieve a very long-lasting legacy for ourselves and for our children. We have children who are born in the diaspora who needs to tap into our values as Africans, true values, which I think are a role model for quite a lot of nationalities. Mm. So I think this Zim Family US, I think I need to talk to Pastor Chaka so that we can also have Zim Family UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were talking about these problems that people meet in the diaspora. We have heard of people, you know, a couple coming all the way from Zimbabwe, they circle maybe in the UK or here in the US, and then they start drifting apart. What are the reasons that drive them to do that?
Is that for me or for Pastor Chaka?
You first, maybe you can answer that too.
I think it's a mixed bag of things. There can never be one reason. There's a lot of cultural shocks that happens when people migrate into the diaspora, especially in the Western diaspora. I think the roles that we grew up in the Zimbabwean culture of husband and wife and submissions tend to take a different turn and twist when people are in the diaspora, as where you are recognized as equals. And as a result, there are some men that have refused to accept that. And as a result, it causes a lot of clash in the families. Roles have changed. wives now are breadwinners, and husbands now are house husbands. And for some, they won't be able to accept that. So you have been staying at home, the wife has been working, like my sister there. You come home and you say to your wife, cook for me. And the wife is saying, you've been here the whole day and you can't cook even for yourself. You can't wash, you can't iron. Mm. And the husband says, you remember, I'm the man in the house. You have to do this for me. So there's those issues that don't happen in Zimbabwe, but here we need our Zimbabwean men to now accept and embrace that the modern Zimbabwean man is the one that goes into the kitchen, can take diapers from the kids, can look after the kids. There's nothing that takes away your manhood simply because you are now doing, or there's been reversal of roles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the issues that we tend to find. Obviously, others are misunderstandings. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other things that come in there, finance and squabbles, extramarital affairs, and all those kind of things that happen, and drugs and alcohol. Many Zimbabweans here in the diaspora, obviously because of work, they love their beers and party and all that kind of stuff. So there's quite a lot of things that come in there and create problems for the diasporan community. But we need to salvage and have our culture and values and morals upright. I'm sure we can be better models for others.
Mm. And this was Chris, if we still have Mushare, Masigura Matula. I think the first Matura Rata from my neighbor, you have a team. Zvasiyana maonero akuitwa madzimai kunze kwenyika, kungave kuri kudiaspora yekusouth Africa kana yemuno muamerica kana yekuuk ikoko kana kubotswana. Asi ndinoda kumbonzwawo Muzvare Guramatunhu kana mava makateerera, muri kuonawo sei nyaya yataurika panapa kuti taakuona iye zvinoizvi kuti maroles kana kuti zvaiitwa nevarume kudhara zvasiyana kana murume ari kuZimbabwe nezvaanozosangana nazvo muno muamerica. Hatichakunzwai Muzvare Guramatunhu. I think you are muted. Yataura henyu.
Hamusonzwa?
Taakukunzwai.
Okay. Nyaya iri kutaurwa inyaya yechokwadi, nekuti kana tasvika muno muamerica, mabasa etaiita kuZimbabwe nemabasa etaiita kuno zvinhu zvasiyana. Uye kuZimbabwe taive nevanhu vanobatsira mumba, vaitibatsira pakave panze kuitira gardening kana kutsvaira mumba kana kuchengeta vana. Asi tasvika muno tinoona kuti hatisisina vanhu vanotibatsira ivavo. Toona futi kuti pane vanhu vanoita mabasa, umwe anoenda usiku and mahours acho akareba, ende mabasa acho amwe amophysical than zvetaita kuZimbabwe zvekugara kumaofisi. Saka kwakunowo kumanje mumwe anodzoka aneta kuti aiwa, inini even mukadzi akwanisa kudzoka achiti aya ndaneta, kana iwo murume wangu aswera uri pamba, imbobikawo imbodii. Saka izvozvo zvaakukonzera discord mumarelationship ewanhu. Saka zveshuwa zvinoda rubatsiro, zvichitanzwa kuti pane mapasta nemalawyers vanokwanisa kupa counseling, zvino zvakanaka kuti vapapwe counseling kuti varume vanokwanisawo kubatsira kubika. Nekuti tinoona muno muamerica kwatinoenda, tikainvitwa kudzimba dzemaamericans, unosvika murume pamwe ndiye atobika, ndiye atotsvaira, ndiye atoita zvakawanda. Saka the roles zvinochinja, nekuti ndo zvinoitika munyika mudzinyika dzatigere, hazvina kufanana nekumusha.
Mufundisi Ngwenya, mupindirawo, munoona sei tomboti pauya nyaya yakadaro paplatform yenyu yeZimUSA, munoibata sei nyaya yekunetsekana kuri kuita vanhu muzimba panyaya iyoyi yemaroles, kuti zvataita kuZimbabwe zvasiyana nezvataakuona zviri kuitika kudiaspora?
Inyaya yekudzidzisana. Inini ndakakurira kuZimbabwe, ndinobva kuZimbabwe, ndinosvika kudzimai womusikana wangu, ndinowanza mukamubvunza musikana wangu anokutaura kuti every Saturday I make breakfast for her in bed every Saturday, and I enjoy doing the dishes. She's a better cook than me. So, you know, but I enjoy doing the dishes. I do the dishes most times for her. And whenever I can cook for her, I cook. And my wife is a doctor. She's a doctor of education. you know, and that does not intimidate me or in any way. I do what I can do, and I still consider myself a breadwinner, so I hustle as much as I can to make sure I take care of this beautiful African Chihara queen. So that's me. You know, so it's those issues come into our offices for counseling and talking, and we have to and those, that's why choose not even wakurambana nenyadzi akafanana naidzo dzikunzeyo nengiya zvese, because remember tipane mamwe madzimaiwo ekuZimbabwe aka akusi kupusa, but that's who they are. They feel like they are supposed to take care of their women, and so they do that. So mukada kukombia mamwe ma relationships zvanzoona mukadzi wa nengrikini ari kubikira nengrikini yazodaiso inini hombo nditira izvozvo. No, your marriage is your marriage is designed different from any other marriage. That's why you are very different. You come from different perspectives, you look different, so your marriage is also different. But again, we have to understand with kwatava kunoku, even not only here, I just want you to know there are a lot of successful marriages, there are a lot of successful prominent business people in Zimbabwe who are making a lot of money, we have a lot of business, we have a lot of money, and they are living larger than some of us who are living here. So they are working, and there are women who are working very hard and working harder than the men and making more money than the men. So what happens? Still a relationship is still a relationship. A man is still a man. A woman is still a woman. We have to find a way to coexist. We have to find a way to...
I think we've lost the pastor.
It doesn't. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't. Yeah.
Ndofunga netwekenya isikuta zvakanaka. Saka regai ndibva ndaenda kuna Chris. I think we've lost Pastor Ngwenya.
It's frozen. I don't know whether it's I think it's something to do with the network.
With the network, yeah. And also, I think Ms. Gramatun, I don't see her anymore. Okay, maybe you can bring her up just so we can hear the perspective here, Mads Mai. Ms. Kuramachinu, maamuru kumtuwasha wa shukuta wana Pastor Ngwenya. Asindombo pangu ungu wakuna mkoma Chris, because na ngadri kunda mbota ora kwengu ya katile lei. Sakana mwine mfunzo mbo funzo de mtozozo wakuna Ms. Kuramachinu. Chodzo kira kupras. Mwiti wa shinji wanga vavachika kuti, semu zimai maka shukona sei kuti mutenge kuraz. Maamu jina kuraz imombo nomu Amerika. Vangu wari kushitaza. Maka shukona sei.
Ndingangoti kushanda pamwe chete isu semhuri tinoshanda pamwe chete zvikuru mhuri kumusha kwedu hanzvadzi dzangu nemasisters angu tinoshanda pamwe chete. Saka pakaita mukana uyu wekuti trust itengeke ndakataura nemukomo wangu ndikati pane mukana waitawo. And iyewo paakangozvinzwa bva atarisa akati aiwa zvino zvakanaka ngatiisei musoro pamwe chete. Tikaunganidza mari dzacho dzaidiwa and ndoda kutaurawo kuti zveshuwa vanhu kana tauya muno muamerica tinofanirwa kushanda nawo muamericans nekuti ndo vane imwe information yatisina isusu. And zvinondirangaridza zvinhu zvakataurwa nababa wangu pentaka my sister and I takagraduate the same day. Baba wangu asati washaya wakakwanisa kuya to witness that. Asi chino chikuru chavakatitaura nesu wachitaura and ipapo taitozvitarisira sejoko. Wakati ndaenda nawo California zvikanzi saka kucalifornia mandudzo tanga iri desert indava vaine zvino zvikuriso green nemiti iri green nemvura nezvese matanzi yanga iri desert. Tikabva taakuvatsanangurirawo kuti tivarakidza kuti zvinhu zvacho zvinofamba sei zvikanzi mwana wangu kana maakunoku netiweka nevanhu ivavo muone kuti vanozviita sei. And ndakabva ndafunga izvozvo petataa kutenga prazi nekuti vagarisani vedu nemafriends edu muamericans munomo vakatibatsira neinformation. Endai munotaura nanhingi kubhengi rakati endai munotiti kana izvozvi patiri petakatanga prize pa pasina pane mugodhi asi panga pasidenge isina pump panga pasina magetsi tiri mubishi iko zvino rekugadzisa izvozvo asi tiri kuona rubatsiro tisina mvura neighbor wedu farmer aiisa hosepipe taiisa hosepipe kana 10 kuti tikwanise kuirigate ichibva mvura ichibva pumba pake. Umwewo ouya pabvu nekuti hapana abatigira matoilets aya maportable toilets ekuti tishandise zvimwe zvacho havatombotibhadharisi. Umwe uya akauya negenerator akati muconnect muite zvinhu saka kushanda nevanhu nekuwana nekunetiweka nevanhu uchigarisana nevamwe vako munomuna maamerica nekuti tikadai pamazimbabwe nzimwe wacho tichingochema chema nenhamo dzedu nekuti uchingoti aa kuzimbabwe zinasi kuita aa chinyaya dzacho dzekungochema chema asi tikaendawo kune vanoruzivo vanotipa ruzivo saka saizvozvo kukwanisa kwatakaita even kubank takanzi endai munotaura nanhingi kubank and chokwadi hazvina kana kutinetsa takabva information yatakapiwa takashandisa iyoyo kubva zvangofamba saizvozvo.
I would like you to just repeat that in English for the benefit of those that might not understand, Shona, that you said that your late father instilled something in you and you used it now that you were able to acquire a farm here in the United States. Because when I look at you, I'm like, are you a real farmer, a woman? You went out there and put your stuff together and built a farm. Tell us about it.
So, as I was saying in Shona, my sister and I graduated the same day at the same university in 2003. And my father, before his passing, God bless him, was able to come and witness my sister and I graduating. But one of the things that he did, that we were then in Idaho, and I was moving to California, but even before he came, he said he wanted to visit California, which is where I actually started my journey when I first came, when I came to the United States for school. And the reason why he actually wanted to go to California, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had not died then. So when we got there, I had explained to him that California was a desert and, you know, the problems with water. So he was very amazed at how green it was, you know, the palm trees, the green grass. And so, you know, and I was explaining to him how everything works. And so he said to us, you need to network with the people that know in this country. These Americans, you need to, you know, be part of them, because only when people become familiar with you do they give you more information. And so when it came to buying this farm, I really saw that it come into play, because when we saw the farm, yes, we had the down payment, but we didn't have the full farm. This is 20 acres. This is 26 acres of a farm. So, and it is expensive. So some of our friends then said, look, go and talk to so-and-so at the bank. And so we did that, and the process was very seamless. It went very, very well. You know, we anticipated that it would take long, but within 2-3 days we were cleared and we knew that we were going to be able to get the funds. But also we have wonderful neighbors networking again with the farming community. So this farm just had a well, which is 300 meters. But there was no pump, there was no electricity, and we didn't even have a fence. And you know the problem with deer. But when we started the process of growing our vegetables, we needed water. And our neighbor connected several hose pipes so that we could get water from the neighbors. They offered that to us. And then another neighbor said, well, you don't have bathrooms here. And they brought in two portable toilets for us. And then also we also didn't have electricity. And one of the neighbors, one of the farmers, brought in a generator. So we were able now to connect a pump and use this generator to irrigate. So we've just got the most wonderful neighbors and networking and having good relationships with people. Because sometimes they'll see us working and toiling, and they'll come and say, hey, we've seen you guys in the field for so long. Why didn't you come and have a cup of tea or come and have something cold with us? So networking. And all with the Americans, because this is where we live. We live in this land. It's good to coexist as Zimbabweans and network with Zimbabweans, but we also need to network with those that, you know, who are our guests. You know, we are guests in this country, but we need to network with our people, with the people that we live with. It's also our new home. I've been here 22 years, so this is really my home now.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. I can see Mr. Tafumane itching to weigh in. You can go ahead before we
No, congratulations, Bakoro Kosho, Amsope, Zunaprazi, Gramatunu. Are you related to Dr. Gramatunu?
Yes, I am. He's my brother.
Fantastic. Very, very industrious and very, very academic family. Yes, we are so grateful to hear what you're doing there. We also have one of ours here in the UK called Mwanaka. Mm-hmm.
done.
He was an inspiration, actually. Once we got the farm, we were very inspired by what he was doing.
Wow, wow, they have done exceptionally well. And knowing about the weather, climate, and changes that you're trying to bring in our exotic plantations into this environment, and knowing sometimes, you know, Manaka was told that you can't grow this here. But they defied all the odds and have now got several farms, and they are doing absolutely very well. And knowing that you do that as a professional, you are creating employment, and you are also providing food on the table for a lot of families. That is well commendable. Thank you so much for inspiring Zimbabweans in the diaspora for that. That's all I can say. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show. Maybe we would ask Mr. Chakangwenya to give his last words. Since Mr. Tafumane, I wanted to ask you one more question, but you know, we are out of time. But Mr. Gwenya, you can just give us your last word.
Yeah, maybe you may want to invite us again on a special kind of program that is geared on helping Zimbabweans in the issues that marriages that were started, and even the issues of drifting away from everybody when you come to the United States, because it's a big one.
Yeah.
Since we started Zim Family USA, we discovered people who never wanted to have anything to do with Zimbabweans, but they're coming back, you know. And so how do you get them out of the woodworks? How do you get them out of their hiding places? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a lot of love, because sometimes Zimbabweans, one in my way is a good thing from each other, you know. So how do we talk to them? How do you counsel them with rather more loving, more caring? There are some people who would rather go to a Kenyan party than a Zimbabwean party. Why? Because somebody who's Zimbabwean who did this or that to them, or who gossiped. But not everybody's gossiping. Everybody loves everybody. So maybe you may want to bring us back together and maybe have a program that can actually be advertised, so that more people can get engaged. And this issue of Zim Family USA, definitely we have thought about Zim Family UK, because by so doing, you know, if we have genuine people who are not politicized, people who just love Zimbabwe, who love Debeles, Shonas, Tongas, Karanga, whatever, just bringing them together. That's what we are looking for. That's what Zimbabwe really needs today. Nothing else, you know, bigger than that. And so the lady who is the farm, where is the farm?
In Maryland.
Yeah, in Maryland.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
All this time I thought she was in UK, really, you know. So
no,
virus, you know. Yeah.
And I hope that Chris, before we cut off, you can bring her up so she can give her address, because she has an event on Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, this Saturday?
Yes, Friday and Saturday. Yeah. She has an open house.
Yeah, so that people can come and support you there. We have a lot of people in Zim Family USA who, who are from Maryland. So definitely would love to share with your information with them.
So, Masime, if you can just tell us about your event on Friday quickly, with your address and that, you know, the times that people can come and what crops they can purchase.
So this weekend we have an open house. One wangono to come and see what we are doing. So in Chibagechaiva. So we don't want you to get chizeta chemangai kana kuti chekugai. So we want you to buy the fresh millies and mbora and all that. So we have an open house on Friday from 9 to 7 p.m. And we are going to do the same thing on Saturday also. And the following weekend, Labor Day weekend, so we are going to do the same thing. And we'll give you more information, and I'll send it to Mr. Chaka. I think I have his contact. And
can you give us where your farm is? Yeah.
Our address is 18915 Barnesville Road, and that's in Dickerson, Maryland. And phone number, Yedu E202-277-7206.
Okay. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, like I said, we have run out of time. Thank you for joining us. Until we meet sometime next time, my name is Chris Gande. Marvelous.
And I'm Marvelous in Sanganya. We are broadcasting from my home due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk and on the Women's Roundtable.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.